Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Sky Jathani once said that so often what keeps us from kind of that all-in relationship with Jesus is we've not ever had a ravishing view of Jesus. We've maybe inherited a familial religion, and it's Christian doctrine, but we haven't personally encountered a ravishing view of Jesus. And I feel like with your dream, you actually did. Would you say that that maybe waylaid some of your fears? Because it sounds like you were able to take some of those risks, even though they cost you, and you did have your face set like flint.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that that dream broke through some kind of a stronghold that that was in me, perhaps as a Muslim. I'm not sure, but it opened the road. But the other thing is that there comes a point where, and this is not supernatural, this is a decision, this is a point of will, where you have to decide, will I genuinely surrender my life to God at this point? So not just a general, oh, Lord, I give my life to you, but a point-by-point, person-by-person surrender. And that happens over a long period of time. There's an interesting story. I think this is the way it is. I read it in a book where it's in World War II about Japan's surrender, which was on 2nd of September 1945, and it was on board the USS Missouri, which was anchored in Tokyo Bay. And Douglas MacArthur accepted the surrender on behalf of the Allies on that day. And that one of the Japanese, I think there were two officials who signed the documents of surrender. One of them was General, and I'm sorry I will mispronounce this, Yoshijiro Umezu. And he was a chief of the Army General Staff, and he had come to the event in full military regalia, including the ceremonial sword that was strapped at his side. And the story is that as he approached to sign the document, General MacArthur extended his hand and said, "Sword first." He knew that the Japanese leaders needed to understand that this surrender was total. It wasn't on their terms. It wasn't partial. It was a complete handing over of control and power. The sword had to come off. And I think all of us have these swords strapped to our sides. They are parts of our lives that we want to hold back. And those are the moments of decision that make our faith deeper and more real. And those are the moments where you have to say, okay, who am I going to serve in this situation? I have a choice to make. Am I going to serve my family and what they think of me? Am I going to serve my job? Am I going to serve security and making sure I have, or am I going to serve Jesus? There will be many moments of decision. And those are the times that really make a difference. The swords have to come off. You can't hold something to your side and say, this thing will make me feel better. It makes me feel more secure. It makes me, don't take this from me. If whatever you have, whatever the this that you have strapped to your side, God's eventually going to come after that. And it's not that he will take it away and strip you away completely. It wasn't like I was left without a family. My family never left my side. Sometimes he does strip you. But a lot of times he just asks your heart for total surrender.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.